Today's shir is Masechta Yevam Mustafayim Vav. We will begin on Dafnayim Vav Amen Aleph at the end of the second line. It says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Nika Venistam. If the organ, the reproductive organ, had a hole, Venistam, and then that hole closed up, Kol She'ilu Nikri, if and ever there was a situation where a man was having an emission of Zera, if the man was having an emission of zera for nikrav, and the hole would just continue to expand because of the pressure of the semen coming out, pasul. In such a situation, the individual is considered a ptsudaka. He's considered having a disqualification that prevents him, as we learned in our previous year, from being married, getting married into the community, v'mlav. But if it doesn't have that type of a hole, kosher, he's still considered kosher. Havi by Rava. So Rava asked the following question. Hecha, exactly where on the organ is this hole that we're speaking about that would disqualify him or not disqualify him? Because as we learned in our previous year, if the hole is on the upper part of the organ, then Lamala Me'atara doesn't disqualify the individual. So exactly where was the hole was? Ilay milmata me'atara, if we're going to say it's not on the top part, then the aloch is afilo nichras nami. Then you don't have to have a hole, even if it's just cut, even if there's a cut, that the he's kosher. The hole certainly would not disqualify him. Ella, says the Gemara, we're talking about not on the top, on the tip, but on the atara atzma. Says the Gemara, itma nami. Amar Rab Mari Bamar, Amar Marukva Amishmu, Nika Batara Atzma. If there's a hole on the actual Atara of Nistam and it closes up, the loch is Kolshin Ilan Nikri. That if this person were to see an emission, the Nikra, and it would expand the hole, Pasul, then this individual becomes Pasul. Vimlav, but if it's not, if that is not the situation, Kosher is still married, permitted to marry into the community. Says the Gemara, Shalach Le Rav Brei, the Rabba Le Rav Yosef. Lamdina Rabbeinu. So now we have a question. Hecha Avdinan, how are we supposed to experiment to determine the status of this individual whom we are discussing? Lamdina Rabbeinu, Hecha Avdinan, exactly how do we make this determination? Amalei, Sir Rav Yosef said, Mesinan Nama Chamim de Sara, we bring warm barley bread, and we put it next to the testicles, the chazinale, and then we can make a determination, does what happens to the hole? Amale, so to him to which he responded, Otakulama Yaakov Avinu Havoi, is everybody in the same category of Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu, the pasuk says regarding Yaakov Avinu, Ruvain b'chayri ata koichi v'reshis oini shloi ra kari miyamav. He never saw kari. So ask the Gemara, do we need to do the test in this way, that this is the only way to get the person that he will see kari? Yes. That people on the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu who were able to achieve such a Madrega, that nothing else, that they were a purity of mind, but nobody else is on that category. But what clear is in the Gemara here is that we're causing him to have an emission of Zera. And Aruch Lener asks that we know that a person is not supposed to be Maitzi Zera Levatela. A person is not supposed to emit semen for no purpose, only as part of the act of having relations with his wife. So how can we go through such a procedure? So the Aruch Lener says that according to the Ri, that if it's not done on a regular basis, that it's not usur. But says the Aruch Lener that Tosfos' opinion is that even doing it on a not, even doing this on a not regular basis, even doing it once is asur. So the Aruch Lener says, why is there an issa of a tzara zera levatela? He says the Issa Atzar Zara Vatala is because a person is supposed to use his Zara for Piririvya in order to have children. Since over here, the entire purpose of this procedure is to determine if you could get married, to determine if you could have children, that's not called Maitzi Zara Levatala. Another question, another shot that the Mashal seems to follow is that this is not considered a direct act of Yitzhar Zer Levatala. A direct act of Yitzhar Zer Levatala is certainly Usur, but this is indirect, and it's indirect, and maybe if you'll combine the Vart of Aruch Haner, where it's indirect for the purpose of being able to determine if he should get married, that's why we could be a little more lenient. So the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu was on a high madrega, that he was an individual that Koichi Vereshus Eini Shlai Ra Kerem Mi Yomav. Says Rashi that Reuven was born from the first time that Yaakov had relations. That was when he had relations with Leah. So the Tosfos points out that we learned the Gemara earlier in our Masechet on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph that Ein Isha Misaberes B'Biyah Rishoina, that a woman doesn't get pregnant from the first time that she has relations. So how did this happen? So Tosfos says that Leah prepared a body that she should be able to come pregnant from the first time he had relations. Other Rishonim disagree that indeed Leah did not become pregnant from the first time that Yaakov Avinu had relations. What the pasuk means is that the first time Yaakov had relations had to take place in order that the second time he'll have relations, Leah should be able to have become pregnant. But all of the relations that he had were only for the express purpose of him being able to make his wife pregnant. And that was the only time that he had semen exit his body. That's why it's considered Koich Vereshus Oini. Elam Abaya, says Abaya, what we do is Mavrina Kamei Bigdei Tzfoinim. We bring in front of him clothing, women's clothing, and that causes him to have this emission. It says the Mashal that whose clothing do we pass? We don't pass the clothing of a woman that he knows, because that would certainly be usur. But suggests the Mashal that the clothing that we're discussing in our Gemara are the clothing of a woman that he doesn't know. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, but Rava comments, Atakula Alma Barzilai Galadihu, is everybody like Barzilai Begaladi that just seeing women's clothing will cause this to happen? Says the Gemara, Elamavchata Kadashini Mekara, that we have to do this previous advice of putting the hot bread there. Tanra Bonan, Nike Apostle, says the Gemara, that if somebody has this hole on the organ by the Torah, he's possible. He becomes disqualified from entering Klai Yisrael. Because what happens is, even if semen will be able to exit his body, it doesn't go out with a ejaculation, it doesn't go out with a force, it just spills out. Nistam, but if that hole closes up, at that point, he's able to have relations in a normal fashion. And since he's able to have relations in a normal fashion, he's going to have children, and there's no issa to a daka. And comes to Gemara, this is a very interesting type of disqualification. Because normally, when we speak about a halachic disqualification, we speak about a disqualification that is, once this disqualification is in place, it remains so forever. Here we're talking about a disqualification that the person could have this hole, which disqualifies him, but if it gets healed, he'll be fine. Says the Gemara, by saying, Zahu, Lemute Mai, where is that not the case? Where is the case that once you have a disqualification, you remain permanently disqualified? Lemute Krum Sha'ala, Machmas Maka Bereya. We know that if an animal has a hole in its lung, that lung, that animal is a non-kosher animal. It's considered a trefa. What happens if there's a hole in the lung and a scab, a crumb formed over that hole. Makas makabreya, if it's because the animal is the lung is diseased, ain't a krum. We don't pay attention to that scab, and even no matter how thick that scab is, the animal remains a trefa. Says the Gemara, Shalach Rav Idi bar Avin Labaya, Heicha Avdinen, when we have this gid that has a hole, that we're learning now, if it heals itself, the person will be fined. What do we do to cause it to heal that the person should be fined? Says the Gemara, Masina Tsa'arta, we bring a barley, Umasar Tinalei, and we cut around the area of the hole. Then, Masina Tarba, then we bring a fats, B'shaifinen, and we smear it over that space. Umashinim Shum Nagamla, and then we bring a large ant, and we put the head of the ant where there was a hole, that it should bite and connect the hole, and then we cut off the head of the ant, and that's how the hole remains permanently closed up. Says the Gemara, for Dafka, but it's very clear, it's very important that we should follow the proper procedure. So therefore, says the Gemara, for Dafka b'sarta, we have to use a barley. Of parzla, we may not use metal because metal mizrif zarif makes a permanent wound. The hani mili, when will this procedure work? Cotton. That's only if there's a very small hole. Aval godl, if there's a large hole, mikfule mikbili, it won't help. It'll just open up again. Om Rabba Babrahuna, matl mash mayim. If somebody urinates, mishtei mekaymis, both, as we discussed at the end of our previous year, in the time of Chazal, the Chazal Nish says that Nishtana Ateva, that this is no longer in the case. But says the Chazal Nish, in explaining this Gemara, in the time of Chazal, there were two separate tubes. One tube is where the urine exited the body, and one tube is where the semen exited the body. And somebody says the Gemara, if when the person urinates, it goes, the urine exits from both of those tubes, puzzle, that's a proof that he has a disqualification. Amarava, less hilchasa, the loch is not like kebra, like Rabbi Rafuna, the son, like kal abba, and not like the father, which is Rafuna. Kebra hadamorin, that he said, that he just said that somebody who urinates from both tubes is puzzle, the loch is that he's not possible. Ka'aba, the halach is not ka'aba, like Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Noshen ha-msulolos zu-bazu. If women have do an act of living together, trying to have relations, like a man and a woman have relations, such a woman, psulos lakuna. The halach is, the way Rashi explains, that this woman becomes in the category of a zayna. And we've learned so many times that a kayin, even a kayin hegit, may not marry a zayna. As the Torah Kedosha says, isha zayna v'chalol lo yikachu. There are rishonim, however, who say that when the Gemara says, when Rav Huna says here, psulos lakuna, it means psulos l'kayin gadol, because she's not considered, after experience such an act, a basula. But it's nothing to do with a, we're not referring here to a kohen hedget. But Phila Belazar the Omar says the Omar, according to Belazar that says, Pane Abab Nuya Shloi L'Shem Ishus Asa Zayna. We've learned earlier the opinion of Belazar that if a single boy and a single girl have relations without the intent of getting married with those relations, the woman falls into the category of a Zayna. Hani Mili says the Gemara, When does that happen? When she had relations with an ish, with a male. Avil isha, if she has relations with a female, pritzasa ba'alma, all that shows is that she's acting in a pritzas fashion, in a moral fashion, but she is not permanently disqualified as a zayna. The Torah, as we discussed in our previous shir, says, lo yava p'tzu daka v'kros shivcha b'kal Hashem. Now, we need to understand who are the Kal Hashem that they may not marry. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Psu Daka Kroshivcha Mutaran B'Giyaris, they marry a woman who's a geyaris, mishachreris, or a shifcha kananis, who is freed. Ve'en asurim, the only women whom they may not marry, al mavel kol, is to marry a full-fledged Jewish woman. Shenemar, as the Torah Kedoshah says, kal loyava b'tzul daka k'rishifcha b'kal Hashem. Our Mishnah is obviously following the opinion that we discussed in Daf Nun Zayin, the discussion of Kal Gerim Ikri Kal or Kal Gerim Lo Ikri Kal. And our Mishnah is obviously following the opinion that Kahal Gerim ain't an Ikri Kal, but which is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is the Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal, and therefore they would be disqualified. We learned earlier, and we just discussed, that Kohanim may not marry as a woman who's in the category of a Zayna. And as we discussed what we learned at Gemara, that's why a Kohen may not marry a Geyoris or a Shechreris. Now, the Gemara begins a discussion, how does the Halacha look at a Kohen who's a B'tzua Daka or Krus Shivcha? Says the Gemara, Bominei Merav Sheshes. They ask from Merav Sheshes the following question. B'tzua Daka Kohen. If you have an individual who's a Kohen who's a B'tzua Daka, Mahu B'Geyoris M'Shechreris. What is his status regarding marrying Geyoris M'Shechreris? Do we say B'Kedushasei Kohen that he's still a Kohen, and a Kohen can't marry a Zayna, and therefore Asur, he can't marry these women who we said the Halacha considers a Zayna? Adama Lava K'dushasei Kohen. He's not considered to remain in that status once he unfortunately became a Tzua Daka and Kruv Shivcha. He doesn't have the Kedusha of a Kohen, and since he doesn't have the Kedusha of a Kohen, the halacha is that he can marry, the halacha of Zayna doesn't apply to him. Amalei Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, Tinesua. We could answer this question. The pasuk said, the Braisa teaches us, Tzua Daka Mutta Benesina. Yisrael is a Tzua Daka, is married, allowed to marry Nesina, that a woman who is from the Gevinim, who fooled Yeshua as if they were not from the Shiva Umos, and they were permanently disqualified for marrying at the Klal Yisrael. V'sakadatach, ask the Gemara, B'kedushasikai, if we're going to say that even if somebody's a B'tzua Daka, he still retains his level of Kedusha. So ask the Gemara, Ikri Khan, why should this not be considered a situation of what the Torah says, Loises Chaten Boy, that you're not allowed to marry them? Amar Rava, answers Rava, Ata Hasam, Mishun Kedusha, is the reason why one is not allowed to marry them. When the Torah says, Loises Chaten Boy, because the person has the Kedusha, Lav Kedusha Hu, it has nothing to do with Kedusha. The reason is, Dilma Moyle Ben, with the reason why we're concerned that one should not marry them, because if somebody is going to have a son from such a situation, that son who has a parent who's not Jewish will end up serving Avodah Zarah. And as the Achroinim explain, what this pasuk says, the pasuk says, L'Sus Chatenbom, Bitcha loisitin lebenoi, ubita loisitin lebencha, ki yosas bencha ma'acharei, v'avda alehim acherim. So as we've learned previously, what the Torah HaKadosh is teaching us is that when one marries a non-Jewish woman, the child born from that marriage, the woman marries a Jewish woman, the child born from that marriage is Jewish, even though the father is non-Jewish. And we're concerned that the non-Jewish father will have improper influence on his son, who is really Jewish. But the Achronim say that the fact that our Gemara doesn't make any of these distinctions is very clear. It doesn't make a difference if he's Jewish or not Jewish, even if he's not Jewish. But we're concerned that there's a Jewish man who's marrying a non-Jewish woman and causing that his children should not be Jewish, says the Gemara. V'hani mili. When is their halacha? As long as they're non-Jewish, but when they become geirim, b'Yisrael sharu. Really, the halacha is that there should be no problem. Because if they became geirim, there's no reason not to be able to marry them. For as we just explained, the entire concern is only that they're going to have this improper influence. But if they're geirim, they're not going to have this improper influence. Rabbanan who the Gazer Ba. This reason that still the halacha is that you should not marry them is a gzeira de Rabbanan, as we explained the story with Yeshua, and David HaMelech then expanded that gzeira that it should remain forever. Says the Gemara, v'chi Gazer Rabbanan, where did Rabbanan say that even though they are gerim, we may not marry the Nesinim? Only b'hanach de b'nei aludi, only by such individuals who are able to have children. Aval hai, the b'tzur daka that we're discussing, the labar aludi, that he's an individual who's incapable of having children, and such an, by such an individual, like Gazer by Rabbanan, Chazal say there's no gzera. And as the Rishonim explain, what the Gemara is teaching us is that originally the issue was only until they became, as long as they're not gerim. Once the gerim, David HaMelech said that the Nesinim remain also to marry into Klal Yisrael. And explains Rashi, and I saw the Rishonim pick up on this point, that this is an interesting Gemara. Throughout Shas, the halacha is that Rav Shimon holds Darshin and Tam the Krah. We explain the reason of a pasuk. Since here the Torah is so clear that the reason is what will be with the children, we don't have to worry what will be the children, and that's what the Gzeira of David doesn't apply. But when we're talking about in our discussion about a Kohen who is a Petzur Daka, what is his status in terms of his Kedusha? We don't have an answer to this. We don't have an answer to this question. Elamata says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn, that the consideration is not to multiply people who aren't supposed to be in Klal Yisrael, so Mamza de Bar Aludi, Hachinami de Asar. The halacha ought to be that a mamzer who's able to have children should not be allowed to marry a nesina because we don't want to multiply them in Klal Yisrael. Votanan, yet the Mishnah teaches us, mamzer in the surim, the nesinim, matarim lav azabazah. Says the Gemara, Ella, what do we have to say? The kigos rabbonin, when the chazal make a gzeira, b'ksherim. Chazal's gzeira was only said by kosher Jews. B'psulim, like a mamzer, they, even though Chazal said that we're not allowed to marry Nesinim, but Psilim like Gozer Rabbonim. And I saw the Rishonim that explain the two reasons why Chazal, when they made their Isser, limited it only to Ksherim, not to Psilim. One pshat, which is a pshat that's often found in Shas, that it's a Milsad Lashchicha. A Milsad Lashchicha, when we have a situation which is not common, like Gozer Rabbonim, Chazal did not make Zeris. And this Mamzerim, the Sinim, are also Milsad Lo Shchicha. Another pshat is that people naturally stayed away from Mamzerim. People naturally stayed away from the Zinim because they were people whose behavior was not proper. And therefore, we're not concerned about them marrying each other and then they'll mix into Klal Yisrael because they're people that everybody stays away from anyway. Says the Gemara, Hadamarava La Milsahi. Everything I've said is incorrect. The entire issue of chasnus doesn't apply when they're not Jewish. Nizgairu isla is chatnus. And the pasuk is talking, when it says lois is chatn boy, is talking about nesinim or akum that had a geyerus. And what we're learning here is that a p'tzua daka is allowed to marry a nesina because he doesn't have that kedusha. And since he doesn't have that Kedusha, that's why the Torah is not Machmer. So that's an answer to our question that a Betzua Daka loses his Kedusha. And in fact, I saw that the Chalkas Mechaikik Paskins, that not our Gemara is Paskining, that a Betzua Daka Koyin is allowed to marry a woman who normally we call a Zayna, because he loses the Kedusha, the halacha would be that such an individual, even though, as we learned so many times in our Masechta, a kohen eats truma, a b'tzur daka would not be allowed to eat truma. A b'tzur daka would not get the first aliyah. A b'tzur daka would not get any of the halacha, would not duchen. All of the halachas that apply to a kohen
according to our Gemara at this point, that if a Kohen B'tzur Daka loses his level of Kedusha, wouldn't apply to that individual. Halacha, but the Piskei Tshuva, the Beis Meir disagrees. The Beis Meir says that our Gemara is speaking specifically regarding whom he's allowed to marry and whom he's not allowed to marry, not regarding the other halachas that apply to a Kohen. Piskei Tshuva makes another interesting distinction. The Piskei Tshuva says that we've learned in our previous year that there's a difference between a B'tzur Daka who was born that way, or we even discussed a B'tzur Daka who became that way because he was sick, versus a B'tzur Daka that became that way because of a procedure. So says the Piskei Tshuva, if in our previous year we learned that the halacha differentiates between those two types of a B'tzur Daka, the halacha here will be the same. And an individual who's not considered a psoris, a B'tzur Daka, regarding all those other rules that we discussed in the previous year, even if you want to follow, says the Piskei Tshuva, the opinion of the Chelkas Mechaikik, we wouldn't be able to consider that person a B'tzur Daka. But our Gemara said that what's the proof that we're speaking about the Shiva Umas after they had Geiris? Because the Pasuk says, Leisischatenbom, and if they were still not Jewish, it would not be possible to have chasnus with someone who's not Jewish. Maser of Rabbi Yosef asked the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'yischatn shlemes bas paroi melech Mitzrayim. So we see that the word chitun is used even when the person is not Jewish, says the Gemara, Giyari Giyari. It must be that he made her into Giyaris. And since he made her into Giyaris, that's why the word V'yischatn is appropriate. But ask the Gemara, how can we suggest that that's what happened? Haven't we learned, like Kiblu Geirim, Loibim made David, Loibim Mishloima? As we learned, that they did not accept Geirim in those times because we were concerned that the Geiris that anybody did in those times was not done for honest reasons, for sincere reasons. The Rambam discusses in Hilchas Geirim. The Rambam in Hilchas Asur Biyah, Perik Yud Gimel, Halacha Yudalan Tezvav. He says, Shiovai Ger is Geir, when somebody comes to become a Ger, Boitkim Achrov, we investigate. Shemim's Geir Meglal Momin, is he becoming a Ger because of money? Shusoyva Larvich Boza, he thinks that becoming Jewish will make him wealthy. Oy Beshvil Shroro Shiskaba, he'll get a prestigious position. Omne Pachad Baal Kanasadas, or there's a fear that's causing him to become Jewish. If we can't find one of these circumstances, then and only then, the Geirim, my son. And continues the Rambam. Geirim were not accepted in the time of David. There was a concern that they're only becoming Geirim because of their fear of Yisrael. In the time of Shlomo, the concern was Shem b'shvil Amalchus v'Tayv Agdolish b'Yisrael. Klai Yisrael was experiencing wonderful times. The Kol Achoz Min Agoyim, and anybody who leaves being a non-Jew b'shvil Dover Mehevle Ha'olam for one of these not sincere reasons, ain't a Ger Tzedek. So the Gemara is asking, how can we suggest that she became a Ger Yoris by Shlomo making it a Ger Yoris? Says the Gemara, Elo l'shulchem alochem. The reason, midu hutama, what's the reason that we didn't accept Geirim in those times? L'shulchem alochem, as the Rambam we just read taught us, they were experiencing such a wonderful time. Ha, she was the bas paroi. She didn't become a geiris to experience that, because lo tzrichalei. But ask the Gemara, the Torah Kedosha says, l'shesav metzri kiger hayisi, kiger hayiso ba'artzoi, that the Torah Kedosh is that only teaches us that only a third generation mitzris may marry into Klal Yisrael. She was a first generation, so how could Shlomo HaMelech have violated that iser? V'chi temach hanach, if we'll suggest that the people who lived in Mitzrayim when this rule was stated in the Torah are no longer there. Azli la'alma, they left Mitzrayim, v'hani, and those that are now in Mitzrayim, achrinenu, are different people, and therefore they are not the individuals who were not, they're not the people that Shlomo Melech's not allowed to marry. So of course I saw that the Mefarshim asked that even if we'll say she's a mitzvah rishon, what's bothering the Gemara? What's bothering the Gemara is that how does the Torah use the word chitun if you're not allowed to marry this woman? So the Gemara said that she did geiris. Menar asked the Gemara, but she's a mitzvah rishona. But the question is, even if she's a mitzvah rishona, and even if the halacha is that you're not allowed to marry her, but it's only a chayv elavin, and we've learned that our masechta that a chayv elavin kedushin is typhus. So yes, he shouldn't have married her. But the question we began with, that why is the word chitin used? How is that a question? So the rishonim answer that it seems that what the Gemara's question is, that it seems that Shlomo Melech, what he did, was mutar l'chatchila. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, how could we say so if she's a mitzvah Rishonim? So the Gemara wants to suggest that those mitzvahim are not the same mitzvahim, and now the people that we have here are a different individual. So as Rashi explains, that one pshat Rashi says that the Torah is only saying that the Mitzrim who were there by the time of Mitzrayim, when we were in Mitzrayim, become Osir. The Mitzrim that came later on are not Osir. The Rashba disagrees. And therefore, the Rashba and the Ritva explain that it's not that those Mitzrim or their descendants will ever become Mutter. They're going to be Osir forever. What meant is that the world, the people from Mitzrayim are no longer there. Vatanya says, so the Gemara is suggesting that's why you were allowed to marry, that's why he was allowed to marry this woman. But ask the Gemara, how could you say so? Vatanya Amar Yehuda, Min Yom Ge Mitzri, Hayali Chavim Metalmid Rabbi Kiva. Says Rabbi Yehuda, there was an individual whose name was Min Yom, who was a Ger Mitzri. He was my friend from the Talmid Rabbi Kiva, And he said about himself, Ani Mitzri Rishon. I myself, who became a ger, are Mitzri Rishon. V'nosati, and I married a woman who was a Mitzvah Rishona. Esel b'ni Mitzvah Shniyah, my son will be a second generation Mitzri, and I'll make sure that he should marry a second generation Mitzris. Today, Shiei ben b'ni, my grandchild should be in the category of an individual who's royal over Bakal. So we see that even in a later time, the halacha is that the halacha of Mitzri remained. So the Rishonim point out that what happens if a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzvah Rishonah or vice versa? The halacha is, Hochem Achel P'sul Shebehem. We go after the more disqualified individual. And since we go after the more disqualified individual, whoever, he was careful that the Mitzri Sheni should marry the Mitzri Shnia, that we should not revert back that anybody here is an Isser Rishonah. Furthermore, even though the Gemara suggested that the halacha says the Urayim, the Gemara wanted to say, and the Gemara is still suggesting, that if we know the people who live in Mitzrayim now are not descendants of the original Mitzrim, says the Urayim, that's only regarding the halacha that we're discussing in our shiur, about a Mitzri, which Mitzri may you marry, which Mitzri may you not marry. But we know there's another Isser. The Torah says, Lo Yisusifin Loshim B'Darach Hazah Oid, that a Jew may not go back to Mitzrayim. That halacha remains even if the Mitzrim who are in Mitzrayim today are not descendants of the original Mitzrim, says the Gemara. So we're back to where we started. How do we understand the pasuk by Shlomo Melech? Omer Papa, Anan Mishloima Lake of Anisna. Do we want to ask a question from Shlomo? Shlomo Lo Nosamidi. He never married her. The Ksiv Bei. Nations that Hashem told us we shouldn't marry them, they shouldn't marry us. They will cause us to leave Hashem. Those were the women that Shlomo married. And therefore, the Gemara is suggesting there was no marriage there. It was just something that he did because he wanted to have relations with her. But ask the Gemara, we have still the question that we began with. Elakasha v'yischatin. The pasuk used the word ve'ischatin, which was clearly an indication that there is chitun with them. Says the Gemara, mitoicha hav yisera sha'ava, because he loved her so much, so even though when he had relations with her, didn't make him marry to her, but says the Gemara, ma'al of akosakil and schatin ba, it's considered as if they were married. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, v'anan tanan, tzudak of krushevcha, mitarim, begiyaris mishin v'cheris. So we see that they're mutter to Btsuadaka. Haben a sina, it seems that a Btsuadaka as a sira. Because if the halacha were that a Btsuadaka was allowed to marry in a sina, why did our Mishnah only speak about the halacha of a Giyaris and Mishirachreris? The Mishnah should have also taught us that he's allowed to marry in a sina. Amalei, so if Ashi says to Ravina Lutameich, according to your reasoning, Amos Sefer, let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, that the halach is that a Btsuadaka is not allowed to marry a regular Jewish woman, a Bas Yisrael, because they're considered Kal Yisrael, Haben Asina. But what is the Mishnah seeming to teach us? That the only women a Btsuadaka may not marry is a woman who's part of the Kal. If they're not part of the Kal, then it's Mutter. And the Sina is not part of the Kol. According to that line of the Mishnah, we clearly have an indication that he is indeed allowed to marry her. So therefore, says the Gemara, your question that our Mishnah seems to point in the direction that a Btsuadaka should not marry a Nesina, Lekla Mishnah Menei, one line of the Mishnah points in one direction, one line of the Mishnah points in a different direction, and therefore the Mishnah is not considered a conclusive proof in either direction. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. The Torah Akdosha says, Layova Amoni Yome Avi Mikal Hashem, Gam Dora Siri Layova Lahem Mikal Hashem Ad Oilam. And as we speak about that Doimi in the Mitzri, the Torah says, Lysasav Adoimi Kachichahu, Lysasav Mitzri Kiger HaYisa Ba'aretzoi, Bonam Shivad Lahem Dor Shlishi Yova Lahem Mikal Hashem. Says the Gemara, Amoni Ma'avi Asurim, Amani Ma'avi may not get married into Klai Yisrael, and their Isser is Isur and Isser Oilam. Aval Nekveseyem, the female Abani Ma'avi, and Mutaris Miyad are permitted to marry into Klai Yisrael. Continues the Mishnah, as we just discussed in our previous sugya. Mitzvah Adoyim Yasenim Asurim, Elat Shalosh Doiris. They're only prohibited until the three generations. Echad Zakarim ve'echad Nekevis. And this halacha that we're speaking about, the Mitzri ve'adoimi, is the same by women, by men and women. And it's interesting, the way the Torah says this Isser, it doesn't say it as a lav. It's stated as a mitzvah asay. Not, says the Chinuch, to say that there's a mitzvah in any way to marry a Mitzri ve'adoimi. There is no mitzvah. Just the Torah is teaching us that the Isser is only till three generations. Says the Gemara of Shimon Matas Nekevis Miyad. And Shimon says that the Nekevis of Mitzri Adoimi are mutter immediately. Amar Rav Shimon, Kavachoymer Advarim. And I'll bring you a Kavachoymer to my position, to support my position. He says, Umaba Mokum Shasu Zacharim Isser Oilam. If in a place by Amoni or Me'avi, where the Torah says that they're permanently not allowed to be married into Klai Yisrael, hit in the Kevus Miyad, the Amoni Me'avi are also forever, but as we learned and will learn now in the Sugya, that doesn't apply to the females. So certainly, Malkum Shloi also is Zacharim Elet Shloish Torahs, but in Mitzvah Adoimi, whose Isser goes up to the third generation, Eina Natas Nekevus Miyad. So certainly the halacha ought to be that the Nekevus and the Mitzvah Adoimi are immediately mutter. Amalai, so the Chumri said to Rav Shimon, Im halacha, if what you're saying is based on halacha Moshe Mesinai, it's based on a Masaira, the Kabbal, then we'll accept what you said. However, Vim Ladin, but if you're basing it on the Kavachimer, Yesh Tshuva, that Kavachimer can be refuted as we're going to learn in the Gemara. Amalem, so Rav Shimon said, Loi ki, be confident that the halacha is halacha ani aimer. What I'm saying is based on what I learned from my rebbes. It's not just based on logic. And the Taisa says that it doesn't mean to say Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Because Taisa says if he meant to say that what he's saying is based on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, the Chachamim could never have argued on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. What he meant to say is that I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe's that this is the Halacha. And that is a question you may have as such a Messiah. We do not. Menonimili, says the Gemara, from where do we learn this Halacha? That even though an Amoni, my Avi, may not marry into Klal Yisrael, it doesn't apply to the females. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dama Kro. The pasuk teaches us. Omal Avner Sar Hatzava Ben Mizah Hanar Avner. Who is this individual? V'yoma Avner Chai Nafshe Melch Im Yedati. Says the Gemara, is that true? Did Shaul HaMelech not know who David HaMelech was? That he was asking who he was? He loved David HaMelech very much. And he was the one that carried his weapons. Says the Gemara, he was asking who is David HaMelech's father? Who is this Yishai? Ask the Gemara, is it possible that Shaul did not know who Yishai was? The pasuk when it describes Yishai says the pasuk v'ishbimei shol zokem baba anoshim. V'amar Ravi Tamer of Abba, who is this referring to? It's referring to Yishai avi David. Shenichnas baluchso v'yotz baluchso. When you had 600,000 people, he was most prominent amongst all those people. So what's pshat in this pasuk? Says the Gemara, what Shaul HaMelech was questioning, imi peretz asi, imi zarech asi. We know that Tamar had from Yehuda two children, Peretz and Zerach. And the question was, he wanted to know from which of these two sons was he a descendant. Imi peretz asi, if he's a descendant of Peretz, Malkahavu, then he will be a king. Because we know that Allah is, Shemelech Peretz, the king could do eminent domain and take whatever road that he feels necessary. And therefore, I know he'll be a king. He'll be a great individual, but not that. So the question, of course, is, what's the difference? How would this be a determination? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that Malchus Shaul did not have a kiyum. Why? Because the Gemara says, Lahay by Daifi. Shaul HaMelech was of perfect behavior. David HaMelech came from Yehuda. And Yehuda had the episode of having relations with a father-in-law Yehuda. And the halach is that every leader has something that people say about him. And that was more evident with Peretz, who was the first one that was born. Says the Gemara, my Tamil. Amalei Shalalei, asked the Gemara, what caused Shaul to be concerned that David HaMelech is worthy of being a king and will be maybe his replacement? Says the Gemara, Ksiv. The pasuk says, V'yibba Shaul as David Adav. Shaul put on David HaMelech his clothing, Kimidosai, and they fit David HaMelech. And the question was, the pasuk says, V'ksivei b'Shaul, and the pasuk says, b'Shaul, M'shich v'ma'ala g'voy mal'am. So since Shaul saw that there was this nace, there was this miracle that David HaMelech was able to fit in wearing the king's clothing, he now started getting concerned, who is David HaMelech, and he's a threat to my kingdom. Amalei Doeg HaDoimi. So says the Gemara, Doeg HaDoimi said to Shaul, Achata Mashalovim Hogan Ulamachsalov, when you're having concern, can he or can't he be king? Shalalov Imroi Love Bakalalov. Who says that he is allowed to be brought in to Klal Yisrael? Why? My time, what caused Doeg HaDoimi to open this issue? The Kaasim Rus HaMaviyah. David HaMelech was a descendant of Rus HaMaviyah. And as the Rishonim, the Mefarshim explained, the Pasuk says that Mikarev Achecho Tosim Alecha Melech. Mikarev Achecho means that somebody who's the best in Klal Yisrael. Amalei Avnei. So Avni said, Divni, Tanina, but haven't we learned Amani V'lay Amanis, Ma'av V'lay Ma'avis? So that's why even if he comes from Rus, he's still fit to be king. Ella me'ata, says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn psukim in the Torah, so then when the Torah speaks about a mamzer, not being allowed to marry a mamzer, so says the Gemara, why don't we say mamzer v'lo mamzeres? Says the Gemara, mamzer ksiv, mumzor. The Torah speaks about a mamzer and defines a mamzer as an individual who has this issue that he was born from an improper relation. And that doesn't make a difference, male or female, says the Gemara, mitzri v'lay mitzris. So we're learning, so why don't we say the same by a mitzri, that it should only be mitzri v'lay mitzris. Shani hach, so says the Gemara, the reason by a moini and me'avi, where we say it only applies to the males and not the females, the farish tam of the krah. The pasuk says explicitly why they are disqualified. The pasuk says that advash lekidma eschem belechem amayim. They did not come out to greet us when we were derech betzeischem mitzrayim. So says the gemara, dakish lish lekadem, v'loy dakish lish lekadem. Men go out, not women, and therefore there is no claim on the women that they should have gone out. Ask the Gemara, but that isn't true. Ha'ilam lakadam anoshim lakras anoshim. The men should have gone to greet the men. And noshim lakras noshim. And the women should greet women. So he had ishtik. Avna did not have an answer. Miyad, so Shaul heard what Doig said. V'yom ha'melech shal ata ben mizah ha'ilam. Hosom asked the Gemara when he asked the question originally, he called him Nar. As we read, the Pasuk says, Ben Mizah Hanar. Vach Karle Olam. Here the Pasuk uses the word Olam. Says, Hach Kamalei. Says the Gemara, this is what Shaul said to Asmer. Halach in this Almamach. You obviously don't remember what the halach is regarding a female Ammoni Mavi. Say Lashal Bebes Medrash. So go to the yeshiva and ask what is the halacha. Says the Gemara, Amalei, he shall, so Avne went, and Amalei, Amoni v'loi Amonis, Ma'avi v'loi Ma'avis. Actually, Doig Kalani Kishyasa, and Doig began asking these questions, why are you saying that? Vishtiku, and they didn't have an answer.